This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
You might know Sarah Wilson as the host of the first series of MasterChef, the former editor of Cosmo, or from her Sunday column in the paper on how to live better. But today she's a New York Times best-selling author of I Quit Sugar, the cookbook and eating program that has helped more than 300,000 people give up their sugar addiction. Sarah joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
I'm sure you never could have imagined when you decided to quit sugar, just on a really almost on a whim, that it would become such an all-consuming passion for you. How did that come about?
Yeah, as you say, I mean, it was a bit of an experiment. I have an autoimmune disease, and I'm sure many of your listeners either have one or know somebody who's got one. And really, the only way to manage it is to sort of really address your lifestyle and your diet. So, you know, I experimented with a number of different things, but one of them was sugar, and I really started to get some wonderful results from just not eating sugar. And I gave it a go for 2 weeks, but because I felt so much better, I just kept going and going. And so it's been like, what, three and a half years now. Mm. And yeah, it's very much transformed my health. So my autoimmune disease is now at a level where it's manageable. I'm on a minimum dosage of medication. And, you know, all the symptoms I had have gone away.
So was it hard to give up sugar initially?
Yes, it was, especially because I was the worst kind of sugar addict. I was kind of the seductive sugar addict who'd convinced myself that I only ate healthy sugar. So, you know, I was eating dark chocolate, and I was having muesli for breakfast with low-fat yogurt and with some dates or banana, you know, on top, and then, you know, honey in my chai tea, all that kind of thing. I looked very, very healthy in what we think is healthy. But I added up how much sugar I was eating. It was almost 30 teaspoons a day. Now, the World Health Organization has got draft guidelines that are about to come out that advises we should be eating 6 to 9 teaspoons of sugar a day. And that's what I've actually been saying for the last 3.5 years, is that that's what we should be sort of aiming for, 6 to 9 teaspoons of added sugar a day. And that includes fruit juice. And I used to drink fruit juice, and I know a lot of young women out there will have a fruit juice for breakfast, you know, one of those really big ones, you know. A small glass or a standard glass has the same amount of sugar in it as the same glass full of Coke. So around about 9 to 10 teaspoons of sugar. That's your quota for the day right there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So what are some telltale signs that somebody might be addicted to sugar without realising it?
All right. Well, the first thing is that they actually think that the idea of quitting sugar is absolutely impossible and ridiculous. That's generally a telltale sign. If they can't get through between meals, if they're eating more than 3 meals a day, like they're having to snack between meals, that's a very good sign that their blood sugar levels are all over the place, if they just can't get through from lunch to dinner.
Yeah.
If they're having to grab something sugary after a meal, like so at the end of dinner, it's like, oh, I've got to have dessert, I've got to have some chocolate, my life is empty without it. And that's what I was like. I just couldn't fathom the idea of not having something sweet after dinner.
Mm.
And that was very much a sign that my blood sugar levels weren't being satiated, my appetite hormones weren't kicking in, because sugar basically basically totally disrupts your appetite mechanism. So you don't get full at the right time, and therefore you go back for more and more and more. So that's another great sign. I think the main sign, and this is the one that I worked to, is that I just had a sneaking suspicion that my sugar consumption was the reason I couldn't lose that little bit of weight. I was feeling foggy headed, and I needed to have snacks, you know, at 11, at 3, at 9 p.m., you know?
Okay, yeah.
So that was the sign for me, and I think it is for a lot of people.
Okay. I'm speaking to Sarah Wilson, the author of I Quit Sugar. Sarah, you mentioned the fruit juice as being a classic one that people maybe don't realise how much sugar they're consuming. What are some of the other foods that have hidden sugar in them that people wouldn't realise how much they're eating?
Yeah, so some everyday ones. I mentioned low-fat yogurt. Any low-fat dairy product, or even any low-fat product in general, will generally contain quite a lot of sugar. And the reason for that is that when you take fat out, it generally tastes pretty revolting. And so manufacturers put in sugar to make up for the loss of texture and the loss of flavour.
Mm.
So low-fat yogurt, a standard tub of plain, natural low-fat yogurt, you know, an individual serve, can be about 6 teaspoons of added sugar. Whereas if you just buy full fat, there's no added sugar.
Yeah.
So this is something that people don't realise. It turns out that low-fat yogurt is more fattening once it's in your body because of the way we metabolise sugar. Yeah. Sugar is metabolised directly into fat and fat around the liver. Some other ones, of course, dried fruit is between 50 and 70% sugar. So always eat your fruit whole, never juice it and never have it dried. Savoury sauces, you know, the sort of jars of sauce, tomato sauce that you put on your pasta?
Yeah.
If you have a look at the jars at the back of the jar, I mean, people would share a jar between two people. You're looking at more sugar than chocolate topping in that stuff.
Wow.
So, yeah, keep that in mind.
So make your own, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. So there's some of the culprits. And sort of muesli, any of that kind of thing for dried fruit, really look out for that.
Okay.
Especially when they're honey toasted.
Okay, all right. Now, Sarah, look, I think a lot of people would feel a bit daunted about the prospect of giving up sugar, particularly in terms of their social life. Like, obviously, if you're catering, it's not a problem because you can make the food suit your specific dietary requirements. But, you know, what do? You go to a birthday party, someone has a regular sugar-filled cake. Would you never have a piece of that? Like, how do you handle those kind of situations?
Well, look, the thing is that when you quit sugar, you do go off it completely for a period of sort of 6 weeks or so. That's, you know, our 8-week program incorporates absolutely no fructose whatsoever for sort of 6 of the 8 weeks. I mean, after that, what I advise is that people start to integrate a little bit of sugar back into their diet because their body's recalibrated, their appetite hormones are working again, and they can then decide how much sugar they want. So in my case, I eat a couple of pieces of fruit, you know, I will eat some dark chocolate, and also if I'm at a friend's birthday party, as you say, and they've made a beautiful cake and, you know, it's a special occasion, I happily have a piece of cake. But I've got to say, it doesn't necessarily make me feel great. And I generally kind of have to keep an eye on how much sugar I have the rest of the day. I kind of go, have a nice savoury meal, you know, a chop and some steamed veggies and, you know, for dinner with a piece of cheese or something. So I'll generally do that. My body kind of just knows what it needs. And I can feel when my body's just getting a little bit too much sugar and it doesn't feel draconian or I'm being mean with myself. It's just not what I want. And that's the thing, is when you go off sugar and you wean, you know, you get your body off the addiction, you don't have that desperate need to go and eat the chocolate cake or the birthday cake in the first place. You can kind of take it or leave it,
yeah,
and you won't get addicted to it. So you won't binge and gorge on it and have to have 3 pieces. You can kind of go, oh, that's enough. My body's telling me now.
Yeah.
Your body's working as it needs to. So I drink red wine most nights with my meal. I have a glass, you know, with my meal. I don't get too hung up, but I know what to order. If I'm out at a restaurant, I don't order the sauce with lots of tomato-y sort of stuff going on. I generally order sort of, you know, a steak and, you know, sort of the vegetables or the fish. And, you know, I know what to look for. Greek food's fantastic. Indian food is great. I avoid Thai food because it's dripping in palm sugar.
Yes.
So, yeah, it just, once you get the hang of it, it really is just a no-brainer.
All right. Well, just to wrap up, Sarah, what's your advice to someone who's thinking, I would like to try this, but I'm feeling a bit daunted, it might be really hard. What's your advice to them?
Well, there's a couple of things. You can go and check out our website, iquitsugar.com, and there's lots of free information and recipes there. And it's a really big part of what I do is to ensure there's lots of free information for families in particular. So lots of recipes there. And we're running Sugar Free September at the moment with lots of basic kind of starting points. So you can follow us on the blog and just kind of get some tips and recipes just to sort of kick off a bit of a sugar-free experiment. You can also join the 8-week program. We've got an online program starting on the 25th of September. And so we've got sign-ups running until the 23rd of September where you can join, you know, hundreds, thousands of people and get the recipes all sent to you, the meal plan sent to you. We've got forums where all your questions are answered by a team of 12 doctors and nutritionists and so on. So if you really want that kind of really, you know, handheld experience, that kicks off the end of this month. So, a number of different ways.
All right. Well, thanks, Sarah. Thanks for filling us in a bit about it this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, that's journalist and author Sarah Wilson, creator of the I Quit Sugar Cookbook.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.